I'm sure you've been to a birthday party at some point when this happened. Singing so off-key, it just might make your ears bleed. Are these people tone-deaf? There is some new research on that topic. Joining us now is Pulse contributor Bethany Brookshire, also known as PsyCurious. She's a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
What are researchers learning about tone-deafness?
Well, it's really interesting. First of all, I think a lot of people don't realize that tone-deafness is really pretty rare. Every time I run into someone who says, oh, I totally can't sing, I'm totally tone deaf. Most of the time, no, you're not. You just can't sing, which, I mean, I'm sorry. But real tone deafness, real actual hardcore, cannot tell one note from another, can't carry a tune in a bucket, that only really afflicts about one out of every 25 people. So that's about 4%. Of people in general, so it's relatively rare. But what's really interesting is that true tone deafness, congenital amusia, they used to think, well, if you can't hear music, there must be something wrong with your ear, right? Mm-hmm. It must be your ear. It's not your ear. People with tone deafness hear just fine. The insides of their ears respond to pitch just fine. So this group of scientists started to look at the brain of these people and say, okay, well, if it's not the ear, maybe it's the primary auditory cortex, the first place where the notes kind of hit the brain on their way in.
Where is that located?
It's kind of actually inside near your ears.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If you kind of poke both hands towards your ears and then you kind of like drill in, you'll hit the auditory cortex. It's in an area called the temporal lobe, which is this little lobe that kind of sticks out on the sides of the brain. It looks like little fingers sticking out on the sides, and it's located there.
Okay, so what did they find when they examined that region in the brain?
So that's what's really interesting. They found nothing.
Hmm.
People with congenital amusia, people who are totally tone deaf, hear notes just fine, both in their ears and in their auditory cortex. As far as you could tell from looking at those two areas, they aren't tone deaf.
So that means we just don't know anything?
Well, no, it's actually a really important thing to know because that tells you where you can start looking next, because the primary auditory cortex is not like, that's not where sound ends in your brain. Sound is processed at much higher levels all over the brain in many different areas. And so this tells you, okay, well, it's not the ears and it's not the primary auditory cortex. It's probably in higher centers. It's probably in areas of the brain where these, the sounds, the pitches, and their relationship to each other are processed and put together into a tune.
And why do scientists do this? Is there a goal to cure tone deafness? Is the goal just to understand how this happens?
Well, it actually might be interesting to see if you could cure tone deafness. It might help people with congenital amusia actually experience music. I was talking to a commenter for this piece, Adam Greenberg. He's at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And he said people get diagnosed with congenital amusia because they come in and they tell people, I just don't like music. Like, they don't like it. It's not, I don't like country or I don't like classical. They don't like music. And they don't understand why other people listen to it. And, you know, when you think about it, music is everywhere around us. You know, a really good viral cat video is only good if there's music. And so it really, when you think about all the music that's present in your daily life, you can see how if the world suddenly stopped being musical, it might really impact your experience. But it's also important to just understand in general how the brain works and how the brain processes different kinds of sound. You know, what's the difference between speech and music? What's the difference between just a random loud noise and a noise that has pitches that are different? You know, these are important things that we still don't know the answers to.
So what do you think researchers will do next now that they have searched in a place, nothing turned up? Where do you go from there?
Well, now you look higher. So when we talk about higher, we mean centers for higher processing in the brain, which are often toward the front of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, to try and see where people with tone deafness kind of drop the melody.
So the mystery continues, Bethany.
Yes, but we do know that it's going to be somewhere in the brain. The only question is where.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pulse contributor Bethany Brookshire of Science News. She writes for the educational blog Eureka Lab. Yeah.